This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say here in Chapter 3, Paragraph 12, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Bet, in Season 6 of the TTPA with the wonderful Mishnah elucidated with its translation and commentary. This Mishnah we're about to speak about was actually the Mishnah that I chose to write for my brother for his saying, for his resting place in the cemetery, Lava Shalom. I lost my brother 15 years ago about. I am going to be 35, so it was about 15 years ago that we lost him, and he was a very funny person, a very beautiful person, a wonderful person, great personality, was very cheerful, very, very full of personality, and really was great with people all around. So I felt like this was a good Mishnah for him. This Mishnah should be Le'iloi Nishmaso Nacham Svi Ben Chaim Yitzchak. It should be an Eloi Nishma for Nachi, for my brother, and it should only be good now and always. His Yortzeit is in a couple of months, but it's still good to be an Eloi Nishma. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Have Kal LeRosh V'Noach L'Tish Choras V'Have Mekabel Es Kol HaAdam B'Simcha. Rabbi Shmuel says, be quick to serve an important person. Literally a head. This is someone who sits at the head of the table when he is old and distinguished. When in the presence of such a person, be quick to carry out his requests and serve him, as Rav points out. Be calm to a young person. Literally blackness, which refers to a young person whose hair is black and not gray. You do not have to be so quick to serve a young person. Rather, you should behave with dignity and restraint, Rav points out. Interesting that my brother in the end would serve and work with someone who had autism, who had difficulties with his mental faculties and physical faculties, had to help him with the bathroom and whatnot, and he had a lot of patience with that person. I remember in the Shiva talking to the person, the dad of the son that he worked with, a 9-year-old kid, and he was so appreciative of what my brother would do with him. So thinking about how you could be calm to a young person, especially myself, you know, in the years working with special needs and Camp Hask and Yaha, these wonderful organizations among and Beis Ezra, wonderful organizations dealing with children that have special needs. You have to be calm towards them. You have to understand they can't help it. They have different conditions, whether it's in their DNA or whether whatnot. You have to understand that sometimes they can't help it, and you have to have the calmness. You have to have the patience to help them. It's not like regular children where they know better and they're doing things maliciously or manipulatively or doing things lahachas just because. They can't help it sometimes. You have to have that calm towards the young. And even when it's your own kids, I should be better about this myself. Well, even when it's our own kids, try to be more calm, especially towards youth, and make sure to be happy toward everyone. One should be cheerful toward every person. To everyone that they meet, every type of person, whether he is young or old, a freeman or a slave. Rambam commentary points out Rabbi Shmuel goes further than Shammai, who said in 1:15, receive every person with a pleasant face, as Rambam commentary points out. For Shammai implies that one need only appear cheerful, while Rabbi Shmuel indicates that one should make an effort to be cheerful. I actually am a big fan of that statement in general on life. Whoever you're talking to, whoever you're interacting with, whoever you encounter in your day, whether on a phone call or on a Zoom or in person, you really need to put on that cheerful face to make that Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify God's name, to show people that you're pleasant and you're happy. When I am dropping off my kids and picking up my kids at school in town in our neighborhood, I try to always wave and say hi to the security guard. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. Have a great day. To the crossing guard. And I try to learn their names, actually. I know there's Tommy, not Tani, Tommy and Joe. And Willie, I know these are people that are part of the security team, part of the crossing guard team, and I try to, you know, be personable to them. And whenever I call people on Amazon or whatever, dealing with people, I try to always ask their name, ask how you're doing today, because people don't talk to these people humanely. People yell at customer service. When you talk nice or with sweetness, with interactions, and of course I'm not 100%, I have problems in my own life, and I run out of patience and anger with my own interactions throughout life. But in general, especially when you're meeting a stranger for the first time, you're not going to talk to them again. What a wonderful way to make a good positive impact on the person. And you know they'll help you better when you are calm and sweet and nice than when you're yelling and trying to yell and to put down the other person. That's why it never makes sense. These narcissistic, these bullying, aggressive people, they think they can get their way, but in the end of the day, the better way, and the commentators tell us this, and Pirkei Avos tell us this, the better thing is to be silent or to be soft in responding to these people. And when reaching out to people, it's going to be better to speak softly and calmly and sweetly than other ways. And even secular culture has learned this from way on as a young kid that we sing. My wife used to show me and the kids, you catch more bees with honey than with vinegar, meaning when you speak softly than harshly, you can get more things done. Pikyavos, the commentators in Judaism, knew this a long time ago. You talk nicely. Whoever you meet, the barista, the mailman, the garbage man, you want to have these wonderful interactions. You want to have the ability to make Kadashim Shemayim. So that goes with being calm to people, being yielding to people, and receiving everybody cheerfully with a smile. Hi, how are you today? You know, that wonderful example of the terrible story, the gas attendant who breaks down when he hears that a rabbi passes away, because the rabbi was the only one that would talk to the gas attendant each time he came, asking about his kids, asking about his family, asking how he's doing in life. And those 3 minutes that it cost the rabbi, what did it cost him? Nothing. 10% of his energy, 5%, 2%. Those few minutes changed the gas attendant's life. And when he heard that rabbi passed away, he was devastated. You see the impact. You see the ability we have to affect people just by talking nicely, having a smile with every person you come in contact with, not just your boss, but your barista, not just your garbage man, but your mailman, not just the crossing guard, but the security, and of course, teachers and people that help your kids and coworkers and people you interact with, a worker that comes to your home, the plumber or the electrician, the handyman, whatever you can do. My handyman has come throughout the years and I try to offer them water or food. My wife is much better at this and we try to tip them even if it's included in the price sometimes, because that's the way to go about it. To be Mekadoshim Shemayim, it starts with being Kalarosh, Noach L'Tishchores, and accepting all people with happiness. And this epitomized my brother as well, Alav HaShalom. He really was able to reach people with wonderful humor, with wonderful laughter, a wonderful smile. He had a smile that lit up his face, and he was yielding to other people, especially in the program. He was in the PsyD program, trying to be a psychologist. Unfortunately, he only got like very small of the way through, and he was able to really be yielding to other people and really had a wonderful personality. It should be an Eloi Nishmas for his Nishmasom, and all of us should learn to really have this in our lives. Accept everybody cheerfully, happily, be calm and yielding, especially to the young, especially to the old, and be able to be a Mekadoshim Shemayim in everything you do and all interactions you have throughout all of your days. Join us next time here on the TTPA as we talk about what really takes you away from the Torah, such as laughter and having lightheadedness. And join us next time, and I'm your host, Tani.